Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, go to hell and go kick rocks. We're just having fun with the sciatica people, all right?
Well,
relax.
Yeah. It's all right.
Relax, Francis.
No, we had a friendly back and forth. It's okay.
No, see, that's your problem. You back and forth. You don't got to go back and forth with him. Relax, Francis. We're just having fun, okay? Know that it's a serious thing.
I know, but let me just ask you, does it seem like I have a problem?
I have a problem, Ben.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you have a problem then.
Damn, Francis.
I don't have a
problem. Lighten up, Francis.
I don't have a problem. Damn. We're just making fun of LeBron for being old and having sciatica.
That's all. We're making fun of LeBron, not your ass. Well, you know I have it.
Or your back.
I had it when I was 27. Yeah. I wasn't old. Man, we know this. I was having fun with LeBron.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't, you know.
Go
I didn't
sit
know.
Your ass down.
I'd have never met any young people that had it. I just hear old folks mentioning, my sciatica's acting up. Older person thing
but,
to say.
But because you have it, we do apologize for hurting your feelings.
Wasn't trying to make anybody feel better.
France.
Like that.
Okay, sweetheart. Shall we?
Michigan. I wasn't trying to do that either.
Well, I'm doing it.
I was just
it.
Having a back and forth. Well, that's why they DM me, Randy.
I know, but
so
you know
don't
how,
get that.
You know how I am with you.
I got to stop right? telling you.
You know how I am. You know how I am, man. You know how I am with you. But no, and then obviously, you know, Sister Jean passed. So rest in peace.
Was it sciatica?
See, there you go. See, that's why you get the DMs and I don't. I'm over here trying to be compassionate. A lot of people, you know, say we're still going to hell. You know, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Either.
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's gonna take again. It's gonna take me a few. Yo, it's me, Randy.
You're not gonna be a first ballot.
Yeah, I ain't gonna be a first ballot through them pearlies. But I'm
you're gonna get in.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in there.
You're gonna get in. You got a good heart.
Yes,
you
I
got
do.
A good heart.
Yes, I
but yeah, rest in peace to Sister Jean.
Yeah.
I did hear this morning in one of the they were talking about her on the radio, and they said one of her main beliefs that she would preach to people was to keep a healthy sense of humor.
Yes.
So she thought what we said was funny.
But we didn't say anything that wasn't.
We didn't say anything bad about it.
We didn't say anything bad. No. We were just saying.
When she retired from being a nun, I didn't know what that meant.
Go be Stella.
Yeah.
Go get your groove back.
Exactly.
For the first time, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
Back.
Whatever. Back,
get it back
whatever.
Or find, discover it. I don't know.
I don't know.
But now, obviously, now she's passed, and so she's, you know.
Yeah, she's.
She's a first ballot.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I'm sure.
No doubt about it.
106.
Yeah, man. That's a
hell
minute.
Of a damn run.
That's a hell of a run for her. Obviously,
you want to be 106.
You damn right, I do.
Do you? Yeah, me too.
Yeah, dog.
Me too.
Because by the time I'm 106, they're gonna come out with something more potent than damn Blue Chew. It's gonna be in the air.
It's gonna be in that little tube, the little
oxygen
tube.
Oxygen tube.
Yeah, but yeah, rest in peace to Sister Jean. We're obviously a big fans on the show, and she's been a part of our conversation recently.
And so, rest in peace. Sis.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. All right, let's get to an NFL in the huddle.
Why is that funny?
Oh, I don't know. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. All right. Let's start with what happened last night. Oh, actually, no. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's start with Kyle Pitts. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. He's a guy that we've been talking about quite a bit throughout the bye week. Like, all right, really good start to the season. Like, really encouraging. Looks good. Let's get him the ball some more. Here's Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I would just say just doing my job, taking advantage of every opportunity given and, you know, making the most of it and getting vertical as quick as I can and, you know, trying to get to the end zone.
Let me pull it up real quick. No, he's playing well, but I'm pretty sure he has 24 catches on 28 targets, I think it is.
It's somewhat like that.
So, I mean,
because we've talked about it every week. He's either had a catch on every target or one target that didn't end up in a catch. But, yeah, his – I don't know. That's got to be a stat, right?
Yes.
They got stats on everything. What do you even call that? Targets to catch ratio or something like that?
I don't know. You know, they got all these new damn
stats. Hey, if that doesn't exist, we got to make up our own stat. Because
everybody else does.
Everybody else does. And we just have the Andy and Randy index or something like that.
Something like that.
Anyway, yes, he is catching most of the passes that are thrown his way. Throw him some more passes. He's been very effective when he's had the ball in his hands. He finally got in the end zone in the last game that they played in. I think the only thing you can do is give it to him more.
I think so, too. I mean, I think especially because Moody is out right now, you have an opportunity to, you remember coming to the season, I was like, Kyle Pitts needs to be the second leading receiver on his team.
Well, he will be.
And I think that's a good thing. Not saying anything. I mean, obviously, you want to have Moody out there, but at the same time, I mean, he's going to have a hard time this year, man.
You were saying even with Darnell Mooney out there.
Yeah, 20 receptions on 24 targets.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That Andy and Randy index is looking good.
Yeah, man. We don't call it AR Dex?
Yeah, the AR
Dex. Catch percentage.
Huh?
That's already a stat?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it didn't have to be. Like.
We'll come up with a new one. There's a lot of stuff. We'll find one. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Bo.
It's all right.
Still our dream right there.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm just trying to come up with some analytics. Andy-lytics. Andy and Randy-lytics.
Oh, I don't do lytics.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't talk dork.
All right, fair enough.
Catch rate.
Oh.
My bad.
Dang it. Well, shoot. We'll come up with something new then. Here's Jackson Dart scoring a rushing touchdown.
Dart in shotgun set. Drops back to throw. Escapes. Now he's going to run with it. Cuts it to 15. He's to the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Giants. Jackson Dart. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. 20-yard touchdown run.
That was a hell of a play.
Excuse me?
That was a hell of a play.
Sure. But what's that guy doing?
That's pretty bad. But no, Andy, that was a hell of a play by him, hell of a run. That was a hell of a throw on the touchdown play, how he escaped.
Yeah.
But he's going to get hurt. He ain't going to play long the way he plays. He started 3 games. He's been in the blue tent twice.
Yeah.
All right.
And we saw pretty clearly why they don't want Russell Wilson out there last night when he came in and skipped that game.
Head coach runs over to the tent, looks at it like, hey, man.
Hey, I've never seen that before.
A coach run over there.
He went in.
Yell in the tent like, hey, man, you need to hurry the hell up.
And then Scataboo went in the tent. They had to make him go out.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart was like looking out the mesh on top of the tent trying to see the plays.
Yes.
They really, really, really don't want to put another quarterback in the game. And you see why. Played pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Played pretty damn well. Him and Scataboo.
3 tugs.
Imagine Giants fans are pretty, you know, obviously they're still 2-4 and all that, but something to be excited about with the two rookies playing like they are on offense last night. And the Eagles have issues.
Yes.
Their offense is not good.
No, it's not good. They got problems with the play caller. They got problems with the quarterback because he's not playing well. He's not throwing it like he needs to. Missed Devontae on a wide-open touchdown. The pick, I mean, you watch AJ. He's coming open in the back of the end zone. So, yeah, Jalen's not seeing it. Maybe Nick Sirianni needs to take over the play caller.
Maybe.
Broncos
and Jets. In London, Jets could be 0-6 after this one.
They probably will be.
Anybody get left over there in England, you think?
AG, man, I mean, if they lose a close game, say Denver last-second field goal, yeah, he'll come back. But if they keep playing the way they're playing, you know that London trip is always that trip that people get fired on.
Yeah, they do. Don't get caught cheating on anybody either. Here's Jake Browning, who used to be the starting quarterback. He was the backup. Now he's the backup again. Flacco's going to play on Sunday. I don't really know what Jake Browning's trying to say here.
You know, I'm aware of the role I played. Obviously, I'm pissed. And if I wasn't pissed, then I shouldn't be in this locker room. You know, I'm aware of the role I played in the offensive struggles over the last few weeks. And, you know, but I'm also not shouldering the entire situation. I think at the end of the day, need to limit some turnovers and stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of other things that, you know, kind of contributed to our lack of offensive production. And, you know, I think for me, I kind of point to even, you know, the Denver game where I did take care of the ball. We put up 3 points. So, you know, I don't know. I obviously, like I said, I'm not dumb or arrogant enough to think that I didn't play my role in the offensive struggles. But, you know, I think there's a lot that goes into it. And communication to me was trying to provide a spark on offense after, you know, getting beat pretty bad 3 games in a row.
Okay.
Damn.
So, yeah, now I know exactly what he's trying to say.
Yeah, it ain't my fault, damn it. Fault. It ain't my fault.
It's the backup quarterback.
It's the offensive line's fault. It's the defense's fault.
Jamar's fault.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the starter anymore, so I guess he doesn't have to rally the troops or anything like that.
I got to talk to him.
Yeah, that's not
good. Yeah, that's not good.
That's not great because he's probably going to play again.
Yes.
Like Joe Flacco's
it's
their starter.
Joe Flacco.
We're hoping for the best, but there's a pretty good chance Jake Browning's going to play again. Here's Baker Mayfield talking about the narrative surrounding him.
I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same, different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself, and I've always been like that.
I love it. Yeah, I think that the thing with
so
Baker,
true.
He's absolutely 100% correct. You know, and I mean, it's amazing when you get to the right spot with people who believe in your ability, and you have matured. He really has, and so, but he still has that, you know, about him. And everything. That's
I mean,
what makes him.
He still grabs his and yells at people.
Exactly.
You know,
they're just winning, and he's playing well.
Yeah,
he's an MVP candidate right now, man. But they got a big one this weekend. Got San Fran coming to town. Don't know which quarterback. Do we know what quarterback's playing for San Fran?
It'll be Mac Jones.
Okay. Yeah. And so you got them coming to town. Another big one is Seahawks going all across the country to go to Jacksonville. Mm. The Jacksonville built off of that big win they had. And then, obviously, Andy, the Sunday night game, you got Detroit going to the Chiefs. Detroit's all kind of banged up in the secondary. Mm. They're down. They're two starting corners.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a situation. Can the Chiefs bounce back? Can they cover? Because right now, Detroit's averaging, 40 points a game?
Yeah, since that first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look really good. And then, you know, obviously the Chiefs lost. Who'd they lose to on Sunday? They lost to the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So that should be a fun one.
Yeah.
That should be a fun one.
Yeah. Can the Patriots have a grown-up win against the Saints? Meaning,
right.
You know.
They just had a really emotional win against Buffalo.
Yes.
Don't bounce. And the Saints just got their win, so that's out of the way.
Yeah.
So you can go down there and hopefully. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what the Patriots do. They're such a young team and a young quarterback. They can find some mature consistency, consistent maturity. Rams-Ravens. Ravens probably go to 1-5.
Bad ball.
Ooh, Titans-Raiders. Yeah. Yikes.
That's going to be ugly.
Yikes.
Where's that, in Vegas?
Yeah, at least they're in Vegas.
At least they're in Vegas. Yeah, because I know Pete Carroll, if Geno throws an interception, is he who's that backup?
Aiden O'Connell?
Oh, he's still there.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew.
Hey, guys. Desmond Ridder started a game last year.
Yeah, he did. Hey, guys, tomorrow go over to Bulldog Kia in Athens because Squid Billy will be over there. He will be getting you ready for the big game. One lucky fan will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch smart TV with a rolling stance. There will be other prizes. There will be tickets to an upcoming Falcons home game. Again, tomorrow, guys, noon to 2 at Bulldogs Kia in Athens with my main man, Squid Bo Morgan.
Some really good college football games tomorrow, obviously. 3 of them where both teams are ranked. Indiana at Oregon, where game day will be number 7 versus number 3.
What's her name?
Sabrina Ionescu.
Sabrina Ionescu is going to be the guest.
Duck legend. Yeah, that'll be really cool. So we'll get to as many of those games and say as many interesting things as we can about them coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ooh, ooh.
In about 15 minutes from right now, we'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy. No Abe today. What's Abe up to today? Filling in for Carl?
Oh, is he?
I don't know.
I thought he was out walking to Chipper, him and Chipper going for a run or something. Don't know.
Running a marathon.
Running a marathon.
Now he's filling in for Carl this afternoon.
Okay.
So Bo will man Sports Jeopardy. We'll get to some college football corner, college football conversation ahead of a fun Saturday in just a couple of minutes as well.
Ain't enough owls in music no more.
I agree.
Ain't enough owls in music, man.
We've discovered a number of things this week. They need more of the more of those.
And owls.
The hot breath.
Yes.
Yeah. And a good owl.
Oh, I know. They need to do that, man. But
you can't auto tune everything.
No, you can't. Well, they try to.
You can't auto tune an owl.
Yeah.
How come when you go, your breath is hot, and when you go, your breath is cold?
I don't know, Andy.
But you know what I mean, though?
No.
You don't? Go like this. Kind of cooler, right? And then go, it's hot.
Yeah, you just might have gingivitis, man. Like, I don't know. You like, yeah, you might got bad breath.
No, my breath's fine.
I don't know.
My breath's fine. You go, and yeah. It's nice and cool. And then you go, that's when you fog up your sunglasses to clean them off. You go,
that is true.
Right? Yeah, you can't be on your sunglasses.
Yes.
You also can't be on soup.
Or on a candle when it's your birthday. You know what I mean? Hot breath, cold breath. I don't know why. I don't make the rules. I'm not Bill Nye, the science guy.
Hey, your DMs will be your DMs will be flooded with that answer.
DMs are open. Get in there, dude. Get in there, dudes.
Get in there, dudes. We're just talking. Cam Scatterboo, like he hunted up
Zach Bond
last night. But I was like, we were talking because he went to Arizona State. Obviously, Sam Levitt looked like he's not going to play tomorrow against Utah, and you looked at who the backup was. Jeff Sims.
Old Jeff Sims.
I was like, damn.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be so good at Georgia Tech.
Yes, that Jeff Sims, yes. Georgia Tech fan.
Yes.
Yeah, so did I.
Jacksonville. He was from Jacksonville.
He was so athletic and is. And it was really fun to watch, but turns the ball over a ton. The last time I remember seeing Jeff Sims play was against Colorado. Might have been Deion Sanders' first game coaching Colorado. And it was a pretty good game.
The first game was at TCU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember that
and
one.
Then the second game was,
I think it's the second game.
And it was,
you're right.
He was at Nebraska. Yes. I think he only started a couple games at Nebraska because he couldn't stop turning the ball over. And Colorado won the game off that. So I had no idea he was at Arizona State.
None.
And yeah, it sounds like Sam Levitt won't be able to go. And so, all right, insert Jeff Sims. There you go.
At Utah.
At Utah. He's probably played there.
They're Big Ten.
Yeah,
Big 12.
Conference realignment's got me all screwed up.
Still gets you noted.
Yeah, he probably hasn't played there. But yeah, it's a tough place to play. Also, you know, both of those teams, early season losses don't look as bad as maybe they did. Like Texas Tech's really good. So Utah losing to them is not the end of the world. Arizona State losing at Mississippi State. Not bad. Mississippi State looks like a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And also Arizona State doesn't have a conference.
We keep on talking about these other teams' schedule. Look at what Georgia got, man. Georgia got to go to Auburn. We got Ole Miss and Texas at home. We got to go down to Stark Vegas. And then we got Tech.
That's true.
Georgia has a hard schedule, too. I know. I understand the standard.
We don't, right.
Because I love that.
We don't talk about it with Georgia.
Yes, I love that. Right. And I love that part. But I think when you look at these weekend games, I mean, what is Illinois? We talked about it yesterday. They got a noon game. Number one team, Ohio State, coming to Champaign. Can they run the football? I think that's going to be the ultimate thing with them.
Ohio State beat Minnesota last weekend 42-3.
Yes.
And P.J. Fleck said in the postgame interview, that's the best defense I've ever played against.
Yes.
Which is crazy to say because there's multiple guys on multiple NFL teams that played for Ohio State's national championship team last year.
Yes.
The secondary is incredible. And obviously they have one of the best playmakers in the nation at wide receiver in Jeremiah Smith. Julian Sant's playing great.
Yes, he is.
He's 80% of his passes.
Played really well.
He's getting better. Obviously, he's a true freshman, so he will be getting better. But he just looks really comfortable as a young player. So on the road at Illinois, we'll find out. But I feel like that defense is so good. It's going to be hard for a team like Illinois to do much against them.
Yeah.
What about – because my question with Illinois is similar to Missouri. Like, are they really one of those teams, or are they kind of just a good team with a good story?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
And I think tomorrow determines that.
Another noon game.
If you beat Alabama, like then, and you're 6-0, mm-hmm. you're going to be a top 10 team.
Yes.
Like you got to be, and their schedule, by the way, is pretty soft.
Yes.
Yeah, as far as SEC schedules go. Like you got to think about them as one of those types of teams too, right? Like it's so weird to be in this new era of having to open your mind up to all these new teams that could be legit.
Right.
Like, they win that game. They're undefeated. They win a ton of games. They got a really good quarterback. Like, they got the best running back in the SEC statistically. Maybe talent-wise, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what's on the table for them. Conversely, Alabama wins another one. That's three straight wins over top 15 teams. And I think probably
calms T-Town down.
I would hope so.
You would think so. But Missouri can run the ball. And Missouri got through the passer. Two things that, you know, Georgia was able to run the football. Vanderbilt was able to run the football.
Yeah.
Can they get it going? They got the top runner in the SEC. And they can. And the one thing that Ty Sampson has not been is pressured. Like, Georgia didn't really pressure him. Mm-hmm. Vanderbilt kind of pressured him, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. This team right here can get after you. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about, you know, making him uncomfortable. Again, it's a noon game in Columbia. Going to be just rocking.
Which is probably 11 there, right?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. So, right?
You're right. Right. You're right.
So
you're right.
Even earlier.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they are one of those teams where Alabama's got to take them out early. Meaning you can't get that momentum. You can't get that crowd, get them involved in this football game.
Indiana at Oregon is game day, number 7 versus number 3. Depending on who you listen to, if not the two, kind of top quarterback prospects right now, yes. Now that we've actually played football. Coming into the year, there was a bunch of other guys that haven't played well who've fallen down the boards a little bit, but Mendoza and Dante Moore are playing as well as anybody in the country. And, like, obviously Oregon winning at home in a game like this, it's kind of probably what people expect. If Indiana can go in there and win, that changes even the perception of where they've gotten themselves to already.
Right.
Right? Like, what they've done over the last year and a half is incredible. No one ever talked about Indiana football ever, and now they're really interesting, and they made the playoff last year. you go into Oregon and win this game, that's just interesting. Like,
that
all
is
right,
a big.
You guys are great. You guys are really good.
Yes. Yes. If this game is at Indiana, might be caused to pause. I know 7.5. I think Oregon wins by 3 touchdowns.
I do too. Yeah. Like I think Oregon's gonna handle. I don't know about 3, but I think Oregon's gonna handle their business.
Yeah.
I think it's a double digit win.
Yeah, I just think that Oregon, the speed and everything like that. And now, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it.
If you're wrong, it's because Fernando Mendoza is
played his
even
ass off
better than we realize.
That means that he is, because like you mentioned it, they're looking at this as a potential, you know, who's going to be the first quarterback taken in the NFL draft type game. So,
because what it is with them is kind of like what we talked about last week with Vanderbilt. It's a lot of guys that have played together. Like a lot of those guys that came from JMU with Cignetti are still there.
Right.
So it's sort of a sum of their parts team where they play really well together, but maybe don't have the talent that some of their opponents are going to have. You saw over 60 minutes what that looked like with Alabama and Vanderbilt last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon is one of those teams, talent-wise, that's in the category of an Alabama and Georgia and teams like that. And I think that probably does play itself out over 60 minutes. But I don't know, man. Like it's pretty fun that Indiana's is ranked this high and has this kind of hype.
It is.
That.
It is.
And they have a coach that'll talk about it. And so does Oregon, too.
Yes.
Because Dan Lanning's going to say something.
Dan's
going to
say something. And what the thing about it is why I said 3 touchdowns. Because even if they're up by 14, he's going to step on his neck.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I love. That's what I love about Dan Lanning. He don't give a damn. Like Kirby.
I wish I could love it about him.
Dan Lanning. Kirby called the dogs off against Kentucky. Dan Lanning will put up 80.
Yeah, Dabo called the dogs off against Belichick last weekend. Yes. Kirby does the same thing. Dan Lanning will gladly step
Dan Lanning
on
your damn. He's gonna step on
especially
your face.
Especially if you say something. Yes. Like Gundy did earlier in the year, 69-3, and now he's fired. If Cignetti, because Cignetti might say something before kickoff tomorrow, too. Oklahoma at Texas. It's the Red River Shootout. Not quite the pizzazz that you would have thought coming into the season. And the team that has let people down is not the one that you might have predicted. Oklahoma's undefeated, number 6, and Mateer might play. John Mateer legitimately might play.
He is probable.
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah. 17 days. This is one of my favorite things about college sports is like these little funny characters that develop. Oklahoma fans have found somehow the internet, the doctor, the surgeon that performed the surgery on Mateer's thumb, and they're like, there'll be signs at the game. Like they're trying to get him, like get his name retired, get him in the Ring of Honor.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Get a freaking life.
Well, I mean,
No. Get a life.
But that's your life. Oklahoma football.
Get a life. Georgia football. And you know what? I'm not even about to tell a ball face lie like that because I was just about to.
What were you going
to
say?
Georgia football is my life. No, it's not.
No, not like that. You would never do that.
I was about to tell a damn ball face lie.
You played for them.
Yes,
so,
I was about to tell a bald face.
Then there's others of us who didn't, and so we look up doctors and make signs about them.
And let's get some hometown in here. Bo's LSU Tigers are hosting South Carolina.
Got to win that one.
They got to win this game.
They
got to win this game. We know
things get real dicey for Brian Kelly if they lose that game.
And you and your Washington Huskies, y'all are playing tonight
against
Rutgers, the Scarlet Knights.
Today, this week, is the best I've felt about Washington football since Kalen DeBoer was the coach.
Why?
Because what they did in the fourth quarter against Maryland.
That was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that Jed Fish and the team has done in a year and a half that's been impressive.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Down 20-0 on the road, 3,000 miles away from home the week after getting beat by Ohio State. Pretty easy. It looked like they were going to lose to Ohio State twice.
They did.
They scored 24 unanswered points and win the game. I was like, all right.
So you cool.
For now. Yeah, it's a for now thing. We're not, that's one, you know. But, all right, I was like, all right, maybe not everyone was wrong about Jed Fish. We'll see. I'm still, you know. He also wore a shirt that fit him, which was nice. He tends to wear real tight sweatshirts and his nipples pop out.
Dude, I hate that.
I don't like it.
I have a nipple problem, but I mean, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, because I must be poking.
I don't.
Yeah, because I used to wear an undershirt.
But you don't wear tight shirts, though, so no one knows.
No, I don't. No.
I don't need a nipping out coach. You know what I mean? Turn the headlights off.
Turn the people on at the game.
Turning people off. I don't know. Put a shirt on that fits. All right. Anyway.
Looking like Cardi B.
Yeah. Man.
Have you not seen? Everybody's seen Cardi B's.
Seen that.
Riolas?
The Areola Queen. And Jed Fish. They're in the same. Put the nipples up, man. All right. We'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. Sports Jeopardy as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da. Come on, make the face with me. If you're in the car, make the face with me.
Something smells horrible.
Yeah, make the face with me like you got some onions under your lip.
Every bass player looks like somebody farted right next to him the whole time.
Damn. Put your shoes on. Some people got to have it.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We will refocus things on the football weekend. We'll get a little bit more into Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech as well.
Some people.
As Georgia Tech looks to continue what has been an excellent start
to the season
for them.
They're playing their ass off bunk. Yeah, man. And I'm talking about it's been so many articles I was reading on their quarterback, Haynes King. Like, he is the heartbeat of the team.
Yeah.
He is the heart and soul of this program.
Yep.
This dude, I said it last week, this dude needs to be in the Heisman candidate.
He needs
to be in the Heisman damn trophy talks.
That's kind of what I'd like to see start tomorrow is, you know, Virginia Tech's not particularly good.
No, they're going to ramrod Virginia Tech.
Beat them down and pad the stats a little bit. And I know you got to be careful about his, you know, his health, too.
He ain't.
But yeah, he's not.
He ain't.
So that's why you got to take him out.
Yeah, he ain't.
But yeah, get him some touchdowns.
Yeah.
Get him maybe a couple passing, couple running, and start padding those stats a little bit. Because I genuinely, I don't know. You make a short list of individuals.
Yes. Who means more to their team.
That are as important to their team as he is. I don't know. I mean, Mendoza?
Yes. That's it. Mendoza, kid from Oregon.
Yeah, Dante Moore. But they, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back into that top of the noon hour. Keys
mean
to a Georgia victory coming up at 120 as well. And an AMA an hour from right now.
Let's get these. Oh, you got the picks?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
So last week's very easy to go over here. So I went 1-3. Everybody else went 2-2.
Ooh, thank God.
And if being remarkably average is your thing, you should be listening to us and placing money on your bets.
Hey, man, 2-2 is a step in the right direction for me.
So, Andy, you and I
was 1-7 in my previous 2 weeks.
Andy, you and I are 10-14 on the season.
Whew.
Randy is 10-13-1, and Abe has taken the lead at 11-13 by like a game.
Jeez, all of us under 500.
It
all starts today. All right, baby,
let's get this thing cracking.
Lead us off, Randy.
Give me Pittsburgh plus 10.5 at Florida State. I'm probably going to change that because I don't like that one. But if I change, I'll change tomorrow. Because
it's all going to start here. I don't like that.
Yeah,
one.
But I'm gonna go with it. Give me. I'm still gonna stick with the Cyclones. Give me Iowa State minus 2.5 versus Colorado.
Okay.
Give me. I know Kyler Murray is at practice today, but still, give me the Colts minus 7.5 versus Arizona, and I like the Rams minus 7.5 versus Baltimore.
I took that Colts game as well. I got the Colts minus 7.5 against the Cardinals. Like you said, I don't know, man. Call me dumb. I'm losing all my picks anyway. It is what it is. 14.5 is a lot.
Yes.
Flacco's beat him before.
Oh, my damn.
New quarterback energy.
And that defense.
Yeah. Well, which one? Bengals plus 14 at Green Bay.
I like it.
I think they can.
The Bills didn't cover a big spread like that versus the Saints.
Big spreads in the NFL are hard
to cover. It's hard. Very hard.
Hard to cover. Give me Oklahoma plus 1.5 against Texas in the Red River Shootout tomorrow.
Like that.
And give me Ole Miss minus 31.5 against Washington State at home. Washington State is very bad. Very bad football team. And Ole Miss likes to hang big numbers on people.
Really?
They might beat them by
60. You going to do 31.5?
They're going to beat them 65-3.
Damn.
All right, so Abe's going to take South Florida minus 1.5 versus North Texas. He'll have that on TV number 8.
That'll be on tonight, by the way.
Yes.
North Texas
undefeated.
Keep an eye on North Texas.
Yes.
They got that offensive coordinator quarterback combo that people like right now. Drew Mestimer, their freshman quarterback, he will get paid a lot of money by a big program next
year. Yes.
Guaranteed.
He's going to take Nebraska minus 6.5 versus Maryland. He's going to take the Broncos minus 6.5 to beat the Jets and the Steelers minus 6.5 to beat the Browns. Yeah. I'm going to take Bama minus 2.5 versus Mizzou. Uh-huh. Give me Tennessee minus 11.5 to beat Bobby Petrino.
All right.
Give me the Steelers minus 6.5 to beat the Browns. And give me the Lions. The Lions are getting points on Sunday Night Football, and that's just kind of weird to me. I don't know if you ever want to give the Lions points versus the Chiefs, and they're banged up. But give me the Lions plus 2.5.
Nice.
Mestemaker. Sorry. I want to get his name right. Drew Mestemaker.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. No,
he might be the quarterback of any one of our three teams next year.
No. Gunnar Stockton's going to be the quarterback at Georgia.
Oh, yeah, DeMond Williams probably still be at Washington, too. But
he could be the quarterback at LSU.
Dude,
he's somebody.
Well, we're definitely going to have an opening.
I'm just telling you right now, he's going to get a bag.
You know what I heard Brian Kelly say about Nussmeier yesterday?
Is he hurt?
He's looks as healthy as he has.
Okay.
They said he looks as healthy as he has this week. Like his arm strength is back.
All right, because he's been like he does not look like himself this year.
He has not looked like
himself at all, man.
But yeah, hopefully that starts tomorrow for him against South Carolina. All right, let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Okay. Oh yeah, Picks Against the Spread every Friday, brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Andy.
Randy.
All right, guys.
He was waiting for that one all day. That's pretty good.
Well, what was the final score of the historic upset of App State over Michigan in 2007?
I don't know.
I think it was 34-32.
That is correct.
Yeah.
There's like multiple pictures of that in my house.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the air. Okay.
Yeah. Like that's a little unfair.
Was she in school when that happened?
She was.
She was. Okay.
She was in school when that happened.
Georgia State's never beaten App State in 13 tries.
Well, they get another crack out of tomorrow.
Hey. Almost took them, but I can't. Hey, I never have luck when I do
that. Miss Bucker Davis and them girl and her crew gonna be up in that thing.
I will say for anybody going down to that game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just if you see a lovely blonde drunk woman.
That's your wife.
Probably my wife. Decked out in black and gold. If she's like, just give her some grace.
Yeah. Are they tailgating?
She doesn't somewhere? Yeah. She doesn't get to do this much.
Right.
And she knows how to behave herself, but sometimes also she doesn't.
Yeah.
So, she's with her friends from college that she never sees.
Do you know where they're going to be by any chance?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
See if you find out, like blue lot, green lot.
Just close your eyes and listen. You'll hear.
Because there's like a big alumni tailgate tomorrow, too, that you got to pay like $40 to go to.
$40 to go to an alumni? Well,
There's unlimited. There's beers and food.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Make sure you give Sam a Crenshaw hook for me.
Will do.
All right.
Being on the cover of Sports Illustrated 20 times, which football player has the most appearances in the NFL on the Sports Illustrated cover?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Tom Brady.
That is correct.
Okay.
Andy up 2-0. While Eli Manning and Peyton Manning were playing in the NFL, how many times did they face each other?
Randy
and Michael.
5 times.
That is incorrect.
I mean, I don't know. 7 times.
Also incorrect. They faced each other 3 times. Oh. That question actually coming from Tara, by the way. She was like, that would make a great Sports Jeopardy question.
Go.
That is a good one.
Way to go, T.
I thought it was better than the rest
of
them.
Way to go, T.
Expertly written.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you let nurses write trivia questions.
All right, now back to the Abe.
Oh, God. He just walks
in.
He just walks in.
I can feel him breathing down my neck already.
He just walks in.
When Joe Flacco plays for the Bengals, he'll be the – oh, this is a lot to unpack here.
Okay. Yeah, we're back to the Abe questions.
Yes.
Perfect one. He will be the first player ever to play for the Browns, Ravens, and Bengals. There have been 5 quarterbacks, not including Flacco, who have played for both the Ravens and the Browns. Name 2 of those
Randy.
5. Randy McMichael.
Okay, so 2 quarterbacks that have played for the Ravens and the Browns.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
I think I got a couple of them.
The Ravens, you said the Ravens and
Ravens
the Browns?
And the Browns. Ooh, and the Browns. Actually, I don't know if he played for the Browns.
Okay, because Joe Flacco did it. Okay, obviously it was Trent Dilfer.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, nice work.
And, cool.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer and, it's right there on the tip of the tongue, Randy. Was it Josh Johnson?
Oh, incorrect.
I mean, that's a good guess.
God,
the guy played for 17 teams. Vinny Testaverde?
That is correct.
I didn't have Trent. What's the guy's name?
Why
Tony.
Did you get the answer?
I know you did half the work. You did half the work.
That's how those
multiple choice questions kind of go, though. I guess.
But I'm saying
it is true.
Okay. So can you name another one?
I do that a lot.
He does that a lot.
Does Andy have to name another one?
He does that a lot, though. To me,
that you know what, that is fair.
Yeah.
Because Randy, okay,
he does
so
that
I
a lot.
Have to name 2 by
he
myself.
He does that a lot. To me.
I do.
Yes.
I let you do. Because Abe will be like, name 4 of the 7, and I'm like, well, I know 1, and then Randy will name 3, and then I'll get 1 and get the thing. All right. Okay. So I got Vinny Testaverde.
Yep.
Banks. Tony Banks.
Yes. No.
No.
He never
no.
played for the Browns.
No, he didn't play for the Browns.
Ah. Dang it. All right.
Give me the names, Bo.
So, RG3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't call me Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Come on.
Eric Zier.
Oh, wow.
I had no
Vinny
clue.
Testaverde.
Okay.
I had no clue.
I know Eric Zier played for the Ravens. I didn't know he played for the Browns.
Awesome. All right.
Here's another one that y'all are going to love. The Braves finished 76-86 this season, ahead of 7 teams. Name 4 of those teams
Randy.
That finished behind Atlanta.
Randy
Michael.
The Marlins.
That is.
It's correct.
Yeah. Didn't the Marlins finish behind us?
I think it's correct.
It does not appear. They're not on this list. I thought they did too.
All of them. Oh.
Oh, I thought they finished behind us.
No, I guess they didn't.
I guess the Marlins had, 77 wins or something?
Oh, God. What you looking up over there, Bunk?
I'm not.
Why are you scrolling on the computer over there, Bunk?
Fair enough. I was actually trying to look up the Marlins record. But you're right. I shouldn't be doing that. But I didn't see anything else. The Rockies.
Correct.
I need 4?
Yes.
The Rockies, the A's? Nope. All right. Well, I lost them.
Wow. We didn't finish with a better record than the A's?
Oh, damn. Wow.
And White Sox,
they played in
Nats.
A minor league stadium in Sacramento.
Twins, Pirates, Angels, Orioles.
Oh, the Twins,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
They were off such a promising start.
Yeah. They fired their manager, I think.
Yes. Okay. All right, 2-0. Come on, Randy. Let's get going. Phew.
Who did the Hawks originally draft at 13 this past NBA Randy. Draft? Randy Michael?
I have no damn clue. I just thought I could get out ahead of it. who did they draft originally at the 13th pick that they end name. Up trading it?
I could tell you stuff about him, but I don't remember his name.
Wescar Noah.
That's incorrect.
Wescar.
He's the guy that played at Derek Queen. Or
that is
Queen.
Correct.
Patrick Queen, Derek Queen. Derek Queen.
And Andy is up 3-0, and we are out of time.
Well, good day to play this song. Got to get some revenge on Rutgers tonight. All right. We'll come back.
Those questions stunk, except for the one that Tara wrote.
Yeah, the Manning one was good. That Flacco one was kind of fun, though, even though we both got it wrong.
Was it?
All right, final hour of the week coming up next. Big story of the day, keys to a Georgia victory over Auburn, all kinds of fun stuff after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.